B-Pod Studios.
Speaker.
By the way, Hattie, I like...
He's the calming voice of the Midday Show.
You're siding with PK. Hey, shut up! I'm going to ask you a question, dumbass!
Hardy.
I've never seen him snap like that.
On Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go back in March when we spoke to you. I believe he was there. He talks a little bit about how you'd be working in conjunction with some of the other coaches on the offensive side. I know it's really early, but how has that process gone thus far, the time you guys have spent on the field?
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, I work with all the coaches. Just try to be involved in everything. So I think that's the head coach's job. Support all parts of the program.
Bill Belichick from last hour, speaking to the media. A little off-season availability for Bill. He's going to support all the coaches. That's the job.
That's good.
That's great. I'm sure there were more specific questions of Bill. We chopped it up. We took out the best stuff on the coaching staff, but it's hard to hear the questions. So you got to bear with us on that. Let's play some of it. Let's hear it.
Have those jobs been specified for Joe and Matt in particular? They told us that, you know, Joe's been working with the quarterbacks and Matt will work with the offensive line, but those guys have
titles. Yeah, it's, do we have titles? Yeah, look, there's a lot of jobs that we have to do. We're all working on those things now. It's May. They'll change in June. They'll change in August. They'll change in September. We'll evolve it, do the things timely that we need to do. I mean, if you're asking about game plans, we're like months away from that. Months.
Not game plans, but how about like one role that we asked those guys about was the play caller role.
Is months play away. Play months.
Play caller.
So what plays are we calling?
Oh.
Mini camp plays?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coach a team, coach a coach. We're going to get them ready to go. We're going to game plan. We have to game plan. We'll play call. Do all the things that we need to do and compete in games. Right now, we're not, yeah, we're months away from that.
What's the attribute that you like to see from a play call? Not only on down the line.
Yeah. I don't know. We're all different. The execution of the plays, I think, are a lot more important than the plays themselves. So I've called them. I've not called them. I've called them. I've not called them. So, and so is everybody else. I've called them and I haven't called them. And other people have called them, they haven't called them. So, we'll see.
Oh, that is some all-time nonsense from Bill there.
Was that Phil Perry was getting
that? Was. He got told.
What? Plays in
laughed
months?
At him.
He got mocked. Bill Belichick months? Just mocked Phil Perry for asking who's going to call the plays.
But he's
but
wrong.
But because they are months away from calling plays.
He's wrong.
They don't need one.
He's
they
wrong.
They don't need to know.
He's wrong.
Who is?
Bill's wrong. Bill's wrong, or Bill's just messing with Phil.
And Bill
so what plays are we calling?
Oh.
Mini camp plays?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
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 Idiot.
Well,
idiot.
Yeah, that's...
As a player...
That is idiot.
Vintage you, Belichick. Idiot.
As a player, you have a report date.
Yeah.
And then you go and work out in your specific groups. And then you have these little mini sessions called OTAs that happen in the month of May and June. And you have a mini camp in June. So when you have the entire team for the mandatory mini camp, which is mandatory, you got to be there for mini camp. 53 regular guys plus the 40 we added this offseason. 93, yeah, about 100 guys out there with helmets with no stickers and no jerseys on, but they're out there running around. After stride and stretch, you go into your offensive skill work, right? You go receivers, go receivers. Quarterbacks can throw receivers. Linemen, we're going to go down to the chutes and you know, hit the sled a little bit, get a punch. Running backs, we're going to run through the ropes. You see all the videos or hit the pads. Then we're going to do this thing at the end of the day called team. Where we're going, let's go, team, team. And you got four groupings, O, A, B, D. That's your four separate sets. Who's it? Well, O is the first offense. A is the second offense. D is the defense, number one. B is the number two defense. So, do we not know where we go? Oh, we're going to huddle? Okay, we get in a huddle. What do you want us to do? Call play. Call play. What play? No, no play. You said we're not calling plays till
months away.
They're in it now. They're in it now.
Months away.
My point is they will be running 10. Mac Jones will be in a huddle with the ones at the first OTA, and boom, they got a 10-play period they're going to rip off. Let's get the second D out there to give them a look. And then they're going to do it with the second offense and the first D, and we're going to throw the cards for the first D. And then guess what? We have a little competition at the end of the practice. We're going to go 2 minute. O versus D. Don't run plays. Don't be stupid. Don't be dumb. Don't sit to think you're going to just sit there until the end of camp. And then, oh, now they're going to come. No, they're running the plays now. They're running plays. You have to run plays. Because why? Because then it becomes natural to you. Like Aguilar said this offseason. Oh, man, so much thinking. I know all the routes now. I know where they want me to be and this and that. Now I can just go out and play. And you don't tell me they're working on routes with that guy? You tell me they're not working on positioning and plays with that guy?
I get not according to the head coach.
No, just don't be
Mini
stupid.
Camp plays.
Don't be stupid, people. They're running plays. They're running plays. I don't know who's calling them.
Not according to Bill Belichick.
Okay. Mini camp plays.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I got a minicamp. He's going to run them.
He's not going to say anything on this, but you know what I can tell already?
He's getting bothered by because that was a snark laugh.
He's not.
He hears it.
Yeah, he's not immune to hearing it because he's irritated already. He was irritated with just questions about it.
There's a reason you gave Joe Judge and Matt Patricia back-to-back days, so they're done now. They know it. They hear it. Two required days to speak. Boom, done.
You would think that Bill would have had a better answer prepared for this. He knew.
Maybe he likes it.
Maybe, but he knew he was going to get these questions today. But now he reveals that he's hearing it and he's irritated by it. He's irritated by people talking about it as much as they have. He's such a master at the media. Wasn't that just such a masterful performance today?
Well, it sounds like the same mastery that he's exhibited for years and years and years now, which is just to dismiss it and laugh it off and just treat every question as though it were stupid. Minicamp.
All right, so there's that. I made a big boo-boo. Big error last segment, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
Not Mo Vaughn. I was joking.
Robert Williams signed a contract extension last summer. I'd completely forgotten about this. What's his money? Someone's going to tell me his money. Oh. Now I got to look this up. Do you remember that?
Nope.
No.
Do you remember us talking?
54, according to our intern.
Does that start this year or does it start next year? Because he would have been going into his restricted free agency this year, right? So it hasn't even started yet. I don't have a recollection.
4 year, nine and change contract.
It's not big money though.
So this year
it's not prohibitive money is what
no,
it would
this
say.
Year this year he's playing under a base of 3.66.
Yeah, but that's gonna go way up next year. So it starts next season for 4 years. And how much? 9 a year? They just said it was four.
No, wait a second. No, wait a second.
Can't be
no, that's
year.
The last. Can't that's
be
the
2.
Last 5 year.
A year.
He's listed as an RFA next year.
Well, that's not true though. That was bad information.
So SportTrack has it wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
4 years, 54. That's not $9 million a year. I'm no mathematician.
No, scholars have debated for years what 4 at 54 breaks down to per year, but.
It was four for 54.
It was. So it's $13.5 million a year, not nine.
According to some.
That's a big gap. Big like, one. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Big gap.
That's big money. Okay. Well, let's talk about that another day. What do you say, guys?
Yeah.
Can we spend time on that another day?
Put a pin in that.
I mean, we got that one call, and I'm talking about long-term. Yeah, long-term, it might be a problem. I'm worried about short-term. I'm worried about this series and next. And if the Celtics win it all, I don't give a crap what they sign Rob Williams to. I don't. I don't care if they have to just take it on the chin with multiple years of paying money to a guy who can't play because he's not healthy all the time. I don't even care. If they win it all, they win it all. Go all out now. Get the trophy, a big one. George is in Florida. Hi, George.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I have 3 points. Seems that every time Jaylen Brown gets off to a fast start, Tatum seems like he's trying to catch up. One game, Jaylen Brown had 21 points in the first half, and he only ended up with 7 points in the second half. It seems like once, and Tatum's not shooting good, but he ends up with a lot of points because he takes a lot of shots.
Yeah. There's that glaring time in the Bucks series where I think Jaylen Brown had a 16-point third quarter and then, like, vanished. Like, time was down. We actually asked Udoka in, like, minutes. He goes, yeah, well, one guy's got it going, we try and rest the other because we're kind of, you know, piggyback off those two guys. So I don't know what the correlation is there, but, yeah, what? So he had a good first half, so he's going to sit more while Jaylen goes and gets his, then, you know, rotate those guys, keep them fresh.
Noontime hour here on Zolak at Bertrand. Game 4 is tonight. Bill Belichick speaking about his coaching staff and revealing absolutely nothing about the offensive side of the ball. Gave him nothing today. There's that. And then the Red Sox weekend. Red Sox are hot right now as they head to Chicago. That's in the mix. Trevor Story's weekend that he had. Xander Bogaerts and the contract situation. We've touched on all these things. We'll continue with a couple of other Patriots items as well coming up next. One that doesn't reflect extremely well on the first round pick of the Patriots. Not on the player himself, but on the organization. We'll tell you about that. And also why the Patriots are in Miami week one. Some fun stories on the way, Zoe. You like fun? You like that?
Give me
a little fun next, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
By the way, Hattie, I like
he's
this.
The calming voice of the midday show.
You're siding with PK. Hey, shut up! I'm going to ask you a question, dumbass!
Hardy.
I've never seen him snap like that.
On Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go back in March when we spoke to you. I believe he was there. He talked a little bit about how you'd be working in conjunction with some of the other coaches on the offensive side. I know it's really early, but how has that process gone thus far with the time you guys have spent on the field?
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, I work with all the coaches. Just try to be involved in everything. So I think that's the head coach's job. Support all parts of the program.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Opinionated.
Aphareus is nautical.
And passionate.
Ignorance is bliss.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Make the Pats look so great. And their first round pick, a pick I fully support and endorse. So,
yeah.
He thought he was being prank called when they called him. Cole Strange thought the call he received from an unknown number when he was drafted by the New England Patriots.
Yep.
I think the first guy on the phone was
Bears.
Bears.
Yep.
He's the first guy on the line.
Yep.
And he had to ask him if it was a prank. This, according to a story, Chris Mason, Mass Live. Strange's cell phone lit up with an unknown number. Strange slid down to the couch next to his father and put the call on speakerphone. The voice on the other end of the line said it was the Patriots. But Cole has some friends and a brother who are pranksters, so he was leery. According to Greg Strange, father of Cole, Cole said, "Sir, I don't mean to be disrespectful at all, but I've got to know because I've got some crazy friends. Is this a prank?" The guy said, "Hold on just a second," and then Bill Belichick got on the phone. And of course, unless you've been under a rock for the last 20 years, you know Bill Belichick's voice. As soon as I heard Bill Belichick's voice, Cole and I both started screaming and hugging and acting crazy, probably saying a bunch of inappropriate stuff. We were so excited. To his credit, you've got to love the guy. Belichick is sitting there, and when we got through, the first break he had, he says, "Hey, Cole, you've got to act like you've been there, man." It was classic to us. We absolutely loved it.
I actually think it's pretty cool because it tells you I've got some crazy ass wacko friends that will pull anything. So I am on guard already. I'm on guard on everything.
But if he thought he was getting drafted in the first round, why would he feel like someone was pranking him? Like, that to me is this. He didn't think he was getting drafted in the first round.
Or maybe he thought he had no interest from them. Like, yeah, it didn't go well with him.
Well, that's the way it
reads. I know the way it reads. I know.
You know how that looks.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They weren't supposed to pick him. They reached. He could have been there on the second or third. Yep. Heard all the stories.
How do you think they're feeling about their pick? You heard anything about the new guy?
I heard he moves well.
Really?
Yep. Good blender. But moves well.
No kidding.
Yep. Not a rookie.
Do you want to hear a little nugget on why the Patriots are moving, or why they're playing their opening game against the Dolphins?
Yep, love to know that one.
There you go. This is from ESPN. Let's
run. Gaga.
This is the Mike Reese Sunday football items. How is Reese doing? Good.
I haven't talked to him in a while.
Really?
Yep.
Did he text us?
Lou Gramm concert that he had two extra tickets to on a Saturday night. He goes, anybody up for a little Midnight Blue?
One of my neighbors saw him at a...
Zoe and I are on a text chain with Mike Reese.
That's nice.
A regular thing we do.
One of my neighbors saw him at the gym or something and talked to him. He said, yeah, he's a really nice guy. So what have we ever said about Mike Reese that would indicate he's other than just a...
Sure.
Just a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Of course he's a nice guy.
Without a doubt. One of the nicest people I know.
Yes.
He was. When was this? Last weekend. He had two tickets to Lou Gramm and Asia together.
God!
Asia and Lou Gramm together in Lynn. I'm guessing it's the Lynn Auditorium.
Yeah, the Lynn Auditorium is just far from me. Saturday night.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he had a scheduling conflict. And he was happy to give us the tickets if we wanted to go.
The Wiggles were in. He was going to see them in Boston.
Mashup of Heat of the Moment and Midnight Blue.
What's this one he sent us in April? He sends us good stuff.
Tell you what.
He sent us pictures from when he saw John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Oh, the Dark Side. Yeah.
He saw them in Norwood.
That's nice. Nice.
He goes to all the local venues. He sees all the bands.
What's this one? Video.
This was from February.
That sounds good.
Anyway, back to Mike Reese's things. I don't know if Reese would go to a Gaga concert. I think he would.
Yes, he would.
I think he'd go see Gaga. He writes, "Fins up. Why are the Patriots opening the season with the Dolphins for the third straight year? Partly because Miami requested to be on the road week two. Because of a Lady Gaga concert at Hard Rock Stadium that week. So that increased the odds that they would be at home opening week, narrowing their opponent options to seven teams. And Buffalo was already locked into the Rams game. The Patriots were the pick when balancing other considerations. But don't expect a Pats-Dolphins Sunday opener in 2023. NFL Vice President of Broadcasting Mike North said, quote, I assure you we'll keep an eye on New England-Miami in week one next year.
Yeah.
Said what? Not having.
So I'm sure the Patriots, also on the flip side of that, aren't any rush to open the stadium, too,
Mike
with
North,
the new construction.
Guy.
Yeah,
good
very
guy.
Good
He's
guy.
He's helped
Mike
us
North.
In the past, yep. Right? Yeah, great guy.
Yeah. But with the new construction of the new end zone and the light tower, the lighthouse, they're in no hurry.
They put
too.
The shovels in the dirt a couple weeks ago there. Did you see that?
Oh, dude, they got cranes.
Oh, big ceremonial
ground.
Thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Chromed out shovels and everything.
You should see it.
Taylor Twellman was there.
See what's taken place since.
What?
Big cranes, everything. They're moving.
Yeah.
They're moving
they're
into
building?
Big pieces.
They're
oh,
building
yeah.
that bridge.
That whole place is ripped off.
They're building the red level connector.
Yep.
By the way, why can they not figure out traffic for anything other than a football game?
Because they don't care to invest in the money it takes to do it.
But what money does it?
The extra lane going in each direction. The cones.
It's the extra lane.
And the extra police presence. Costs money to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you got a little soccer issue down there? What's going on?
Oh, we had an issue on Saturday night.
Yeah. Right,
because we had to do revs. We're supposed to do revs pre-half and post from Gillette, even though they were on the road.
So you went to hell night then.
So I got on the road plenty of time to get down there. Garth Brooks, as you mentioned.
Yep.
I got on Route 1, started using the breakdown lane, even though I hadn't technically seen a sign yet, but I figured the breakdown lane would be in use. Got within 3 miles of the stadium, dead stop, pulled up Waze and said it would take me an hour and 8 minutes to go the final 3 miles. I said, oh, I'm not going to make it. That's just not going to happen. And it was legit. Like, nobody was moving.
Yeah.
Nobody was moving.
People
online. So I turned around and went
early.
Home and did the show from home. But
it's the weather, man.
No, it's not the weather. And it's
Garth
not
Brooks,
like
man.
Dude,
it's not like
they're 95, 90,
problem.
It's not like they're caught off guard.
Serious problem with concerts. They expand the capacity of the stadium. So Saturday night was sold out. That was the one they sold out. Friday night, not so much. But all the fans on the field, how many more cars is that?
But they still block off like the back part of the stadium where the stage is. So you lose all of that seating back there. So I don't know what the I don't know what
you're on the floor.
I don't think it's that big of a capacity difference. I really don't.
It's about the same.
Maybe not. But everybody's drunk.
Yeah.
And
like
Chesney,
you go at noon. Oh. Yeah, you go at noon and just sit in line and wait till the lots open.
The gate, because the lots didn't open until 3, I think.
That's the only thing part of it is
gates were at 5, show was at 7.
I have nothing to back this up. This is just a thought. When you go to the game on a Sunday, you've got fans that go there regularly, right? A lot of season ticket holders, a lot of people that go to a lot of Patriots games. They know which lot they're going to. They know where they're parking.
Yes.
They know where their turn is.
Yeah.
Whereas you get this concert crowd of people that don't go there very often, like,
I'm just going to drive up to the front
door. Where do I park?
Right.
Which lane do I get in? Do I go to the left or the right? You know, P what?
You know, whereas in football Sundays, you've got people that go, oh, I park and, you know, I got to go to P10. That's where I park. Or I park at Foxborough Terminals, and I've been parking there for 30 years, right? Like, you have a crowd that sort of knows where the hell they're going. Concert crowd, they don't know where
they're
going.
I love the one when a woman pulls up with her 4 kids she lets out. That she said, I'm just dropping him off.
And Stady's got to yell
goes,
at them and
what are you
scream
doing?
At them. What are you
she
doing?
She goes, I'm just dropping him off. Should I pick them up here?
No.
And no, he just stares at her. That's a good one. I always enjoy those. Yeah, you won't see your kids again after tonight. They're going to be walking home.
What do you think? Is that a good theory? Is that a good working theory?
It is a good working theory. You also should think that maybe open them lots a little earlier.
Yes.
It helps ease the tension.
Put them up.
They all want to go there. They all want to start partying. Let him get in there and set up
hot
early.
His balls on Saturday.
Because you know why?
Afternoon, late.
You know why?
Could you imagine? And this is go ahead.
No, no. The big boys, the professional tailgaters, are there early because they got their spot that they're jockeying for. They were the
How much
they,
for Garth Brooks?
They know where they're going to go.
How much?
Parking?
No, for you.
Oh,
to do it.
To sit in that, now knowing now what the traffic was, drive myself.
Yeah.
Go get there before the show starts.
Tailgate.
Leave. I'm going to be reasonable.
Okay, be reasonable.
I'm not going to give you like a stupid number.
How much?
$18,000.
Yeah. I had an offer, and I'll show you the text. Front row, middle, floor.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
All set?
All good.
Took a pass on that?
All good.
And for anyone who says, oh, the women.
Not there.
This night, perfect example. Oh, the hot chicks walking around in their Daisy Dukes and the cowboy boots. Just play that tape to the end and think about the smell when those cowboy boots come off at the end of the night.
Ooh.
96 degrees, drinking and sweating all day.
Rub my foot. I put a Band-Aid
among
on it.
Other
it's
things.
Not bleeding anymore.
I'm going to lay back. Go ahead and pull my boot off, and you can just treat my body like a wonderland. No, God, no. No.
Put your butt. This is, by the way,
put your boots back on and please.
Body like
leave.
A back road.
Oh,
it's a, you know why you wouldn't go? It's a concert at Gillette.
I've gone.
If that were TD Garden, would you have gone?
No.
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 Oh, you're talking.
No,
about
I'm saying
zone.
Someone here's, calls you up and says, "I got front row seats for you."
Here's what happens. My problem with Garth.
What's your, I know he's problem great. With Garth.
I don't have a problem with Garth. I partied so hard in the '90s. Every freaking bar we went to, it's Elvis, arms around, got friends, so please. We closed down every bar, didn't matter if it was a beach bar, an out-of-state bar.
You're saying you're partied bar. Out? You can't do it anymore? You can't hang?
I can't stand this song.
But he's on record. He has no problem. Garth, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, Scott Zolak has no problem with you personally.
No,
Garth
God, no.
Is a showman.
What about,
he puts on
he's
a show.
He's like Springsteen.
He really does.
Show thing, yeah.
No, he's been, his shows are good.
What
I've
about,
seen him.
What about
very
Chris
good.
Gaines? Do you have a problem with Chris Gaines, his rock and roll alter ego? Do you remember that little blip in his career?
I don't remember that.
Oh, look
how
up
do,
Chris.
How do I remember that? And Beatle doesn't remember.
Look up
because it was so strange. You don't want to remember.
It's just put on the greatest hits album. That's my knowledge of Garth Brooks.
Like the Flock of Seagulls haircut. He did like a whole name change, image
that.
Change because.
What are you, Ziggy Stardust now?
This
weirdo.
It's so freaking bizarre.
The only thing I know of
awful.
Him outside of like the music is who he's married to. He's married to Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, okay.
That's his wife. Yeah. And I once read a story about him asking a hospital for his money back after he paid to name the wing after someone in his family. Yeah. Some
Why
weird,
did he want the money back?
There were some weird circumstances where he may have been in the right, but I think he had to sue them and he got his money back.
Like, they took his name off?
I'm guessing they did. Yeah. But that's not a great story to have in the headlines.
Chris Gaines was the ball player, right?
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, he went to like...
Mets?
Yeah, he went to like some tryout for Major League Baseball. He tried to like get on with a minor team like Michael Jordan. Like he actually tried, didn't he, T-Bone?
As I recall, yes.
Yeah. He's a big baseball guy, but he put out an entire album under a different name.
2012, 10 years ago. He sued them, and he won. He gave them $500,000 to name the building after his late mother, and then they didn't name it after her. And he said, well, then I want my money back.
Doesn't seem like enough money to get a building name
right.
Back
I feel here. Like you're $500,000. What kind of crappy hospital was that? A good hospital would say $500,000. We'll buy a couple hospital beds. With that,
yeah,
but it's $500,000. You don't get your name on the building for $500,000.
You're about $5 million short, I would think, minimum.
Yeah, I would even say probably more than that.
Yeah,
I'd put up there in a sticker.
I'd be like $10 million would get you maybe a name on a building. I think that's like the going rate on like college campuses, right? Like $10 million, something like that.
What did Thornton Mellon pay for the School of Business?
Love to know.
Yeah, they had a nice ceremonial shovel for that.
Let his weird
chrome
kid in it.
Plated. Lovely.
Stick it right in.
Toss a little bit of dirt.
Nice.
Okay.
Here are the headlines.
No.
Here are the headlines. No. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5.
the Sports Hub.
Who are you most mad at? That's what I'm just drilling down to. I'm not mad at Brad. I'm not mad at Ime too much. I am mad at some players who deserves the brunt of my anger.
I mean, you have to start with Tatum. I think that's from just the urgency standpoint. When he did take shots, there were a lot of ones early in that game that were ugly. 6 turnovers, 3 of 14. Mm-hmm. You start there. Jaylen Brown, is that the worst 40-point game you've ever seen? It's hard to go too hard on Jaylen Brown. But the seven, some of the
people, we can go hard.
But we can go hard. Like just again, like defensively, like he was front and center from just the urgency issues. And then 5 turnovers in the third quarter when they're trying to get over a hump there. That hurts a lot too. Al Horford got roasted a lot by Bam Adebayo in the first quarter. Again, really bounced back. Him and Jaylen really bounced back. So it's hard to knock mm-hmm. them too much. But yeah, those are my three there.
There's no more waiting, holding out for love.
What is this? What is happening?
It's Chris Gaines.
Oh. Who knows who Chris Gaines is?
It's Garth Brooks' alter ego.
He just did a segment on it last time, so.
Yeah, but like no one said, oh, that's a Chris Gaines song.
So it's Garth Brooks, what, you singing know this in a Chris Gaines? Like, what is this?
Look, I don't know. I saw the cover art when the album came out. I don't ever remember hearing a song.
It's hard to find.
Yeah, but I thought it was supposed to be like an alternative rock image. I don't know what this is.
Chris Gaines, according to the Wikipedia write-up, which you know Wikipedia is always edited by publicists for the whoever it is.
Right.
Chris Gaines is a one-off fictional rock persona created as a movie character for Garth Brooks to explore musical styles far removed from his success as a country singer.
But this is not rock. I don't know what this is.
But it does say musical styles, plural.
It's kind of got a more than words feel to it.
It does. It does.
Hey, don't put down more than words. It's a great song. I like that song.
Always wanted to make me so blue.
Isn't Ty Anderson's Godfather is in Extreme? Wasn't that?
No.
Yes.
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 Really?
Yeah, he's got a connection to them. Our very own Ty Anderson, 98.5thesportshub.com.
I'm following him again. Unbelievable. He tweeted me. They tweeted me a week ago, what's up for the unfollow? And I'm like, what?
Nuno Betancourt? Was that his?
Could be. I don't recall.
I think that's who his godfather was. Or is.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
Careful.
Well, I'd look.
Careful. Can we just play more than words? That would be more fun than this.
This is like when like Jermaine or Tito went off on their own.
I did kind of have like a Jackson solo sound.
It does,
to it, didn't it?
Thanks to the Brockton Rocks, by the way, who stopped by. You're seeing Zoe sporting all of his new gear that he's got.
Awesome. Thank you. Nice shirts. Nice sweatshirts. Go Rocks.
Told you, I love this.
Say it again. Say it proud.
Say it loud.
The Rocks. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but they've got a long list of
former Red Sox
children
kids.
Of former baseball stars on their roster this year, including Pedro, Manny, Ortiz, Gary Sheffield. It's a long list.
Keith Folk.
Yeah. Plus, with the fair being gone, go down there, check them out. Fair's closed this year.
Now, you didn't have to mention that, but you did. You did.
No, but you say, what do you go to Brockton?
It's a sensitive subject.
A lot of people go to Brockton for the fair, but people go to Brockton for the
That's
fair.
That's a piece of Milliken's
go
childhood.
See the Rocks now.
That's a piece of his childhood that has gone away with the closure and end of the Brockton Fair.
Yeah.
At least it's right across the street.
Rocky Point State Park, that closed one day, too. It happens. Down there in Jim's heyday. See the Rhode Island
First the
Air
Little
Show.
Caesars closed, and now this.
I actually went to Little Caesars yesterday, and it was closed.
Which one?
The 101 Socket. It's not closed down for good.
One in Brockton is closed for good, isn't it?
Yeah. 100%.
That sucks.
Let's get a deep dish, Hardy. Deep dish.
Hot and ready?
Hot and ready.
It's like Chick-fil-A. They're closed on Sundays.
No. It's closed.
Very religious.
Yes.
I wanted Brockton as close.
For someone as religious as you, why were you out looking for a pizza yesterday?
Yeah, that's a day of rest.
Is that a fact?
They're closed. Is that a fact? They're closed on Sundays.
No.
Yeah, the Illich family.
Very religious. Nope.
They're very religious people.
No hockey or baseball games on Sundays.
Yeah.
You'll notice
Shut
that.
It down.
Tigers and Red Wings schedules.
Andrew's in Rhode Island on Garth Brooks. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Hey,
I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank
for,
you.
During work. I went to the Garth Brooks show on Saturday. Hardy, I'm sorry you didn't make it to work, but the show was amazing. So usually the stage, they do set it up on the end zone that has the banners, but, for this particular show, his stage is right in the middle so that there are seats actually all around. So
in the round,
kind of like the U2, like 360
tour. So tickets were sold in every seating section in the stadium is what you're saying?
Right. And it was a packed house. So, I can attest the line to get in. On Route 1 was ridiculous per usual.
Yeah, I mean, a 20% increase, let's say, for the sake of argument, in capacity as opposed to a football game. Why does that result in hours longer getting in?
Problem is four idiots that show up and think they have the right pass and they don't. And I talked to those guys. They said they ruin it for a lot of people because they get clogged in a logjam, and it's not like we can turn them around. But we got to send them up. They got to go to the booth, and they have to radio up to them. They got to turn around there. It's people that think, okay, yeah, we can get it in here. We'll talk our way in. Or, yeah, we got to pee the P11. We'll try and park in here. Go where you're supposed to park. That's a problem. It is. It's a problem down there.
It's a problem. Big problem.
It's like the guy at the red light that doesn't go when it turns green. And everybody's like, wait, what do you want me to do? I got a pass that says I could go green. Should I go green?
I don't know what Clyde ended up doing because he was doing the pregame with me, which ended up being a weather delay, so we had a lot longer time to fill than we thought.
Okay.
He abandoned his car somewhere near the stadium and ran the rest of the way there. I mean, he's a former professional athlete and current cycling studio owner and instructor, so he's got the legs and lungs.
Why didn't he ride his bike to the stadium?
Yeah, why don't you take his bike?
Because he didn't.
Bike guy.
First of all, they're stationary bikes.
That's not great. You can ride on one wheel. Real bike?
You can ride on one
Revved
wheel.
Indoor cycling does not use actual bicycles. They're kind of like your Peloton that you never ride.
Yeah.
So, they don't go anywhere. What's that?
Is he on Revved?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No kidding. That place is always full of people. You walk by it, it's always a busy spot.
But he ended up like running. I don't know how far. I only spoke
Should've
to him.
Should have brought his bike.
It's not that kind of bike.
I want a bike.
I'm not going to say it again.
Make me a bike.
If he brought his bike, it wouldn't have been such a big problem.
You know what, Beetle? You're right. Should have had a bike in the back of the car.
Unicycle.
I used to be able to ride a
unicycle. Let's get back to your calls next on all of this stuff from the day. There's plenty of it. I see on the board Celtics, Red Sox bullpen. I like that. And a question for Zoe. With four more open lines for you to grab right now, we'll go to the calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Opinionated.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over with a tire.
More headlines in 30
minutes. It's like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Picks up his dribble, finds the trailer. Grant, three. Rims out. Rebound. Tatum pounces on it. But we've got Smart and Lowry both on the ground, which is not a surprise. And Marcus Smart is reaching for his right ankle.
Didn't see the chance I get to see the play again. Hopefully it was falling on the ankle.
This will be a full timeout as the Celtics training staff runs to the far end of the floor to check on Marcus Smart. Just a horrific development here.
Blocked by Brown! Jaylen Brown with a rejection. Tatum's hurt down the other end as Grant Williams misses. Fight for the rebound. Brown looks to save it. Tatum in a lot of pain. He's still down. Brown banks it in and the foul. But right now, there's the concern for the Boston Celtics. He's grabbing his right shoulder.
You wonder if it was a stinger, the way they're trying to keep his neck stabilized as they sit him up.
You know what happened? I think when he went and Victor Oladipo got the steal on him, I think what he did was he braced himself with his arm, and his weight came down on his arm and his shoulders. He's trying to get up, trying to shake that thing off, but Tatum, like, he's going back to the locker room.
He is.
Boss than Jim Louth.
Nobody better.
What did you just you wrote something down, handed him a piece of paper?
Don't worry. We're dealing with our move out here at the Sports Hub.
Beatles taking free stuff out of the building and Jim's labeling everything for him.
And I've been working to find some cabinetry that would work for me for some storage solutions.
To look like home.
At the urging.
I love this place so much.
How's those chairs you took?
Only one of them was able to go home.
It had 9,000 asses sit in it over the years. In my house.
The other one was heavily damaged. So, Luth, very good work today on his part.
One of them was heavily damaged. The one that you took was just mildly damaged?
Yeah. Not damaged at all.
No damage.
He's probably out of here in an hour. You better get anything else left for him. I mean that.
He's driving a rental car today.
He's got a lot going on.
After a very unfortunate softball incident.
Lost wife's car got hit by softball.
Why is that so funny to you? That's terrible.
My favorite part is the damage was so bad.
The damage was so bad, the hood has to be repaired.
Totaled. The car is totaled.
They had to get a whole new hood.
You know where.
That they ordered because the damage.
You know where.
So much.
When you've been around it.
At the first base?
I mean. What, did your husband just start coaching yesterday?
Oh, there's
like town rep for like 5 years.
No one's parked here. What's wrong with this spot? Well,
look at
wait
this
a second.
Spot's open.
It's in the line
the pitcher's
of fire.
Mound.
It
is.
Unbelievable. All right, 617-779-0985. You just heard the injuries from the game the other night. It impacted the Celtics. It is going to impact the Heat tonight. They're without Tyler Hero. He's not going to play in this game. Jimmy Butler is expected to play in this game. Mm-hmm. And so that is good news for the Heat, but the bad news is Tyler Hero. The Celtics need their guys to play, and I think they will. Rob Williams has to play in this game. He has to. They need him. George and Braintree, what do you think?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to say a few things, preach my piece. First off, Jason Tatum is a superstar. We don't have to look any further to game 6 against the Milwaukee Bucks, see what he did then. And tonight, we're looking at 70 points each from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
What? How many?
I'm sorry? One more
70,
time?
70.
They're going to each score 70?
No, 70 combined, right?
Yes, and let me say a couple other things for you, too. The Celtics haven't lost back-to-back games since March, and that trend is not going to break tonight. The odds makers know it. It's -7. It's a good day to be Celtic Nation. I got a lock for tonight. Celtic win.
I don't think it's a bad pick, quite frankly. I think they all play, and I think they're going to roll again.
Well, he preached to his peeps, as he said he was going to. So he did that. Jason Tatum's performances have been electrifying at times. And then there are other games. When you have a no-show, like you did in game 3 against the Bucks. That's why people put the brakes on about calling him a superstar and a top 3, 4, 5 player in the league. Can't have no shows. Not in the postseason. And how do you think he played on Saturday? Just this past Saturday in game 3 against
Tatum specifically? Not good.
Not good. That's the issue. We all like Jason Tatum. We all recognize his talent. And he doesn't have to score 40 every game. He doesn't have to be Giannis. But you can't the drop-offs can't be so that severe. That's the issue.
Look at this tweet from Ian Brown. For a great player, Tatum turned in one of the worst playoff performances in Celtic history. In fact, that's the and people get so angry if you criticize Jason Tatum. That's what I don't understand from this fan base. You're allowed to criticize him when he's bad. I mean, look at the stat lines from three-point land, where he likes to shoot from, because he's a finesse shooter. It's okay to criticize him. We know he's great. Nobody's not saying he's great. You have to refute anything.
That's the sticking point for our last caller for so many. It's like, look no further than game six.
Look no further.
Well, I'm not ready to call
look last
him.
Saturday.
I'm not ready to call him great, top three, top five, great. Look no further than games three in the series with the Bucks and the Heat. You know? You want to point out your one game six? I'll point to two game threes. That's the issue. But I'm not interested in somehow degrading Jason Tatum and his talent and his ability. He's still the best player on the team. Yeah, he's the best player on the court when these two teams play. But just don't think you can say, game six, Milwaukee, case closed. No, case isn't closed. Not if you want to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.